Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brust and Nordman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the Wisconsin On Demand app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. We them boys.
We them boys. It's the 4-1-4 hour at 4 on KBN.
That it is. He is Kyle Wallace. I'm Ben Brust alongside Brad Nortman. Alex Strofe running the show, 800-990-3776. That's for you to chime in on the ESPN Wisconsin Talking Text Line. We're also streaming on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. Our guy, Kyle Wallace. Would you call him on Twitter?
Kyle Strudamus.
Wouldn't you want to call it Nostra Wallace?
Ooh, that's a good one. That was good.
Way better. Where were you when I was crafting my tweet?
Well, your Strofe? Twitter name ready is for Brad show? Nortmanisms. You're supposed to be clever.
You're right.
It's bad for
you're
the
right.
brand.
Yeah, I missed it.
Well, when Graham Gano's not sitting there being his Twitter handler, he
that's true.
Struggles. Yeah, struggles to be as clever as he is authentically.
True. I should have put that in the workshop a little bit longer.
Now, Braden Narveson, again, I got to learn to say it right because in this clip you're going to hear it wrong, but the prediction was right. Kyle Wallace at 4:07 on Monday. It's 4:01 today, right now. So about 48 hours ago.
But how many is it actually?
Whew.
You got this.
It was 47 hours and 55 minutes ago in 8 seconds.
Very good.
He made the proclamation of what the Green Bay Packers ended up doing.
There's got to be some kicker out there that the Packers could potentially find. I did this research myself.
Uh-oh.
Braden Narveson. Narveson. I don't even know how to say it.
I did this research myself.
No, listen.
But I don't know how to say
hear me
name.
Out. Hear me out. In this last weekend preseason win over the Seahawks, undrafted rookie Braden Narveson attempted to make Tennessee's decision a bit more difficult. Not only did Narveson crush a 59-yarder with room to spare in the fourth quarter, but he also kicked a game winner. The Titans have Nick Folk as their kicker already, who is basically locked in there. They say, can we sneak him to the practice squad? Hell no, you can't, because Braden's going to be wearing green and gold come Wednesday.
I find it hard to believe how many R's you miss. Like, how did you miss the R in Narveson?
So I was trying to read, and you know sometimes when you're reading too fast, you know.
The R and the N sometimes look like they connect.
It couldn't, N-A-R-V, right? And so it looked like it was.
The N and the R don't connect.
Yeah, well, no.
I was like, what are you getting at?
N-A-R-V, and so when I was reading it, for some reason, it all was smushed together as Narveson. And then I was concerned, how do you say Narveson? I was reading fast.
It's an unbelievable call. I mean, for a guy that. How well do you know specialists in general?
Oh, I know the top guys.
Okay. You knew Braden Narveson?
He did better research than our very own specialist who punted in the NFL for 6 years.
You did, because I'm not going to lie. When I heard you initially say, I did my research, I was, here we go.
Did you hear me? I go, uh-oh.
Yeah, seriously. But look at you. I mean, you nailed each part, except for the name, each part of that prediction. It was unbelievable,
but,
Kyle.
But here's the thing that really triggered us, or me, and why I really felt that there might be some interest around the
and
league.
And this was pre-Anders Carlson cut.
Yes.
This was post-Anders Carlson 32-yard missed field goal, not extra point.
On Sunday Karma, when we had Shefty on, and Shefty actually worked the phones, and then we went to break, and Craig came back with different names like Matthew Wright from the Pittsburgh Steelers might get cut or something like that. I knew that at that point, Shefty must have had some information of like, yeah, they're probably going to be looking for a kicker. Like, that was the information that I felt like he had. And hell so I said, no, you can't, because Braden's going to be wearing green and gold come Wednesday.
And so it's Wednesday.
And I was just looking for people that, guys who kicked well in preseason who may get cut. And I just looked through, and he
six
was
6 for 7, and his only miss was 50-plus.
Pretty good. Was there any
can't
other
kicker? Can't say the same about our guys.
Was there any other kicker that you were like, maybe
former.
This guy, but was it just Braden?
There was another. There was Narveson? Another. You threw out a couple names.
Yeah,
but the proclamation was about.
Yeah.
Hell
Narveson.
No, you can't, because Braden's going to be wearing green and gold come Wednesday.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah, thank you.
So do you feel better about the kicking situation in Green Bay?
Starting
going into week 1.
Yeah, I feel better. The only reason why
will
I feel
be
better.
Will you be praying the first kick?
No, not at all. Not at all. I'm not going to be praying the first kick. If the guy can't, if he sucks in games, you got to get rid of him too, right? The whole issue was
do
our kicking game wasn't good enough.
I like that you say that, though, because if he sucks in games, you got to get rid of him too.
Yeah.
Do you believe now that since this wasn't a Goody draft pick, and where the Green Bay Packers are in their journey of thinking they can probably go further than they did last year, that he'll have a shorter leash, because he held on to Anders and did not bring any competition at all during last season.
They are competing for championships this year. That's why Anders Carlson doesn't have another opportunity to mess it up for the Green Bay Packers. And remember, I don't know if we, it might not have been on air or not, but Matt LaFleur had a press conference, and in that press conference, Matt LaFleur talked about the fact that would he hesitate, maybe, you know, will it change the way he coaches on like fourth down and going for it with the new kicker? He basically said, yeah, it does change the way he thinks about it with a brand new kicker that they never had kicking the game for them. They didn't get to evaluate him as a Green Bay Packer in the preseason, and he's a rookie in the NFL, and so he said, yeah, that does change the game plan. So to me, it just says, listen, he may be here today, but if he does not perform tomorrow, he's going to be out of here too. The Green Bay Packers have to make sure they get this right. Now, the fact that he's not Anders Carlson, who I know was trash last year, it gives me a little bit more hope. But if we get through halfway through the season, he has six games that he's missed a field goal out of eight, buddy's got to go too.
Well, this is why it's interesting for week one, right? The Packers play in 9 days, and Matt LaFleur needs to figure out all the idiosyncrasies, and Rich Pisacci does too, about does he like left hash, does he like right hash, what's his distance, how does he like his ball held? There's all these little there's all these little things that you have to know, not even just from like a game plan situation, but from a play calling for situation.
What the hell is Rich Pisacci going to do for the next 9 days? Like, that's his job. For real.
Yeah, but
what
this
is the special teams coach?
Hey, Kyle, buddy, where do you like the ball? Left hash, right hash?
No, he should be figuring this out. That's his job.
True, but this kid is also a rookie, so a lot of this stuff needs to be like coached through him. They need to grow together to figure out what he likes and where he wants to be and where he's comfortable.
What is holding Rich Pisacci up from putting in extra time to work with him? And I'm being so serious because I'm trying to figure out what do special teams coaches do for the 2 hour duration of practice, and then all on top of that, during all the team
meetings.
That's
actually a fantastic question.
Like, for real, what does he do? He should be focusing on making sure that this kicker is ready for the game, not at Lambeau, not in Philly, but all the way kicking in Sao Paulo, which we don't know anything about what the conditions are going
to
be.
I mean, look, that is his job, and he's getting paid a lot of money to do it. And they have to have those conversations. I'm not even sure that. I don't know how advanced this kid is as a pro mindset, because he is still an undrafted rookie, right? He doesn't even know a lot of these scenarios that are coming his way, what he prefers, where, you know, here's my cutoff. I mean, a common question is, what is your, I know I can make it, and what is your, we got to have it distance? He's got to be able to figure that out. Matt LaFleur needs to put that into his game plan. So there's all these dialogues that you need to have. And when you're Mason Crosby, you know what that is already. You know what that is going into it. But with this kid, it's a big question mark. Which matters.
Brad, was it you who brought up what Matt LaFleur said about fourth down?
Yeah, and we just, yeah, so Matt LaFleur said in his press conference that it'll impact, potentially, going forward on fourth down in certain game plan type situations, because Matt LaFleur doesn't know this kicker.
Yeah, I mean, look, until you have the full confidence, which confidence is ripped from Packer fans right now in terms of trusting the kicker. All these scenarios in which it's on the 35, it's on the 40, it's fourth and four, it's fourth and three. Are those go for it spots, or is it we trust him to get us three?
And that's where it becomes hard, because Matt LaFleur needs to make that decision in about 10 seconds.
You know,
think about that.
Yeah.
Which is hard. And not to say that he'd have it all figured out with Anders, but you have a year's worth of a relationship. With Mason Crosby, you have a decade's worth of a relationship, maybe able to know this is Mason's comfort level. This is where he likes the ball. Those have been already figured out.
You gotta start somewhere.
Less hesitation. You're right.
You gotta start somewhere, and this is a fresh start. And what I like is this, is I like the fact that not a lot of times people don't know who backup kickers are, but there was a reaction from our newly acquired quarterback Malik Willis when he found out about his boy Braden being a Green Bay Packer.
In Narveson.
Hey! He listens to KVN. He loves Tori Lowe.
In Narveson.
Hey!
What do you know about
That's what's Narveson? Up.
Hey!
Do we have the That's What's Up still?
Somewhere in there.
That's a Tori Lowe
that's
thing.
A Tori, that's what's up.
That's what's up.
I swear we'll have that. I know we've had some issues with our internal systems, but Malik Willis, big Tori Lowe fan.
Oh, yeah.
Also big.
Are you having tummy troubles again?
Why?
Issues with the internal system.
Oh, good call. No, I'm good to go. I because I know I have a road trip.
Took a world record poop.
Yeah.
Huh?
He was in and out in 90 seconds.
I did it in the 4 minute break, in and out, because like
he left after break started quick. And was back was with quick. Time to spare.
The reason is because I know I'm going to be traveling. And I think you know how your body can like, I don't know, like.
It prepares. Knows.
Using a bathroom
it
here,
knows
you might
mentally
well use the
that
bathroom
I'm not
going to
want
to
go. Well, that's if there's a real issue. Right now, I'm going to protect myself on this 5-6 hour drive to St. Louis after the show with a daughter in the car. But if I do know that the car that we're driving is sparkly clean because it's the car that I went through Tsunami Car Wash with.
Oh, that's right. I mean, we all had our car washed by Tsunami Express Car Wash when we were there last Friday, and baby, our cars are reflective. That's because their new Midtown Milwaukee location for Tsunami Express, which is on the corner of Fond du Lac Avenue and Capitol Drive, man, they're giving away free car washes. That's a $22 value between now and September 1st, so this doesn't last long. You can get a free car wash with Tsunami Express and experience everything Tsunami Express has to offer. It's one of the many locations that Tsunami Express has. But you're going to be able to experience the state-of-the-art wash technology, the powerful free vacuums, and guess what? You could be like me. You could be a unlimited wash member. I'm a ceramic member. I want my car to look extra good every time I go in there. There are spots that even I couldn't get out. If I take it through Tsunami, bam, there it is. It's clean. It looks like a brand new car, even though it's 8.5 years old. I love Tsunami Express. It's an experience for me, and my car is glowing afterward. I mean, Tsunami Express Car Wash, their motto says it all. Wash, chill, repeat. Check out more at TsunamiExpress.com.
Lewis Riddick on Get Up this morning had very high praise for Jordan Love as we continue to figure out what he's going to be next year. I'll tell you what, Lewis Riddick, Strophy, he's bullish on Jordan Love.
You're listening to Kyle, Brust, and Nortman.
Pull my baby out the go. Y'all, get him out. Ain't no way in the world my baby gonna get hit that many times with a puck.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Always a great time to join the Princeton Club in New Berlin. They have the best facilities in Wisconsin, the best equipment, so you never think, hey, is there anything else out there for me? No, you feel it when you're there. You don't have to go anywhere. They have free childcare with the membership. They're open 24/7, and they have everything for you. Weights, cardio, workout classes, indoor, outdoor, basketball, and tennis courts. Indoor basketball court, indoor outdoor tennis courts, and indoor outdoor swimming pool. Have the courage to get a tour and find your better tomorrow. It's a year-round thing, man. Whether it's the summer or the winter, always invest in your health and have a great time doing it at the Princeton Club. Ben Brust, Kyle Walls, Brad Norman here with you. Alex Strofe on the show. 800-990-3776. Also on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. Now, it's time to get a little sound from Lewis Riddick, because he was on Get Up this morning, and this was high praise for the young quarterback, Jordan Love.
Which side of this are you on, Lewis? Are you 1,000% on board that he's going to be the next great one?
Without a question. Mm-hmm. Without question. Outside of Patrick Mahomes, if you were telling me what quarterback would you want if you were starting a new franchise today, ooh, it would be Jordan Love. And obviously, wow, their general manager in Green Bay, Brian Gutekunst, he feels the same way. He feels the same way. That's why they're betting on the future. Mm. Contracts are supposed to represent future performance projection, as Mike Tannenbaum knows better than anybody. Well, they're projecting that this dude is going to do the kind of things that are on that scroll on the bottom right there. Win MVPs and win Super Bowls. And I wouldn't bet against it at all. And the thing about it is, all of his primary weapons, they're all young. They're all first, second, third year players. They all have that kind of college camaraderie of saying, hey, look, we're going to take the Packers to new heights. We all came in here together. We're all going to do this together. That's a powerful, powerful force. Mm. And he's the head of the snake, so to speak, man. I'm with him. I'm with it. This is the dude I would want.
That was Lewis Riddick on Get Up this morning with Greeny on ESPN. And he says, without question, he would choose Jordan Love to start a franchise. And then he says MVPs and Super Bowls, and those both have S's on them.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of the reasons why the Jordan Love enigma is so fascinating. How some people are not in on him at all, and other people are calling him the best quarterback in the league outside of Patrick Mahomes. Guy you start the franchise with. Basically, brightest future of quarterbacks outside of Patrick Mahomes is just wild to me. And there was really no hesitation in his voice. And he was joined alongside Mike Tannenbaum, who is on record saying the exact same thing. So as bullish as I am on Jordan Love, and I am. I think the Packers have found their next quarterback. Man, I am not in this category yet where I'm putting the expectation of multiple MVPs, multiple Super Bowls. That is such a high level of expectation to put on a guy that has started for 1 year, has had a B-level camp, in the words of Jason Wilde. And he, look, his stretch of games, when he was hot, was unbelievable last season. There's no doubt about it. I feel like we are getting a little bit ahead of ourselves, though. We're putting him ahead of guys that are annual MVP finalists, like Allen and Lamar Jackson and Jalen Hurts, Brock Purdy even. I mean, I would take Love over Purdy, but either way.
I mean, you're talking about guys that have done things consistently over a couple years.
Accomplished, all those guys I just said, accomplished more than Jordan Love by a long shot.
How many of those accomplished more with less? I mean, that's what Jordan Love did last year. Jordan Love accomplished all this great success with less guys. But
they only made it to the divisional round, right? So, like, it still was a great accomplishment, but we're upping the standard here in which we're talking about Jordan Love, and it's hard to use the data that we have from last year to project him, in my opinion, as high as Lewis Riddick is.
I mean, I think Lewis Riddick is basing it off the ceiling. Mike Tannenbaum is projecting it off what they believe the ceiling of Jordan Love is going to be. They're looking at it as Jordan Love is going to continue to rise, going to continue to ascend, going to continue to progress. And with that, the progression that he has for a ceiling is higher than a Tua who got paid just as much, a little bit less than he did. It's higher than a Trevor Lawrence that got paid basically just as much as he did as well. And it's basically higher than a Joe Burrow who makes the same amount of money than him based off what we were able to see from Jordan Love, because he did more with less. So if you put him on a San Francisco 49ers football team that's loaded with talent, last year they had Brandon Ayuk, they had a Debo Samuel, they had a Christian McCaffrey, they had who was the tight end name again? George Kittle as well. They had all these different weapons that Brock Purdy could utilize. We didn't have that, right? And so for him to perform the way he did with guys that were just really trying to figure out how to be players in the NFL, Jordan Love did really well. So if you put him around a Travis Kelce and all these other great guys and weapons that other teams have, he would probably be a lot better as well. So this is why we believe, and this is why Lewis Riddick said that Jordan Love is that next guy, because he has shown that he can do more with less. Now that less is going to be better.
The thing that shocks me is, just from quick research, I'm finding three quarterbacks that have won multiple MVPs and multiple Super Bowls, which is what Lewis Riddick just said he's going to do. Any guesses at who they are?
Tom Brady.
Check.
Peyton Manning.
Nope. Manning. No, you're right. Okay, then four.
Peyton Manning.
Montana.
Montana.
Of all time?
All time.
And then the last one is,
Elway?
Yeah. John Elway won.
Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I mean, isn't that crazy?
Not win the MVP? Oh, yeah,
multiple MVPs multiple MVPs. Super Bowls. There's only four guys.
Well, then Mahomes wouldn't qualify. He's only won one MVP.
Maybe this Google search was off.
Clearly.
Either way.
Mahomes has only won one league MVP?
Yeah.
Really?
That is a joke.
Lamar's won more?
Lamar's won too, yeah.
That's a complete joke. Complete joke.
Maybe that's how this works, though, right?
Voter fatigue.
It's the story, right? It's the story each year.
Elway won one MVP.
So Peyton, yeah. Brady, and Montana are the three right now. There's got to be more than that.
Multiple
Super
Bowls, multiple MVPs.
Do you trust your double Google search?
I'm getting more than that. Those three are unquestionable. Just, but they win multiple MVPs and multiple Super Bowls.
Just it's obviously rare company.
It is, because just winning an MVP does not mean you're going to win a Super Bowl. You played with Cam Newton, who won the MVP, but guess what? Did not win a Super Bowl. Matt Ryan won an MVP, but did not win a Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers won the MVP, but did not win multiple Super Bowls. So, I mean, that's a very, very valid point to make, that it is difficult to do that.
So are we to the point where if Jordan Love doesn't win one MVP and one Super Bowl, it's a complete
disappointment. And that's not even based off the NFL.
That's huge.
I understand that, but it's based off the expectations and the way that the Green Bay Packers have operated over the last 30 years. Now, can you still be disappointed that Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers did not get you two Super Bowls? Absolutely. There was opportunities there. But at minimum, to qualify as one of the greater Packers of all time, it's going to be, hey, you got to get a Super Bowl and you got to get an MVP. That's going to put you in the conversation with Rodgers and Favre.
Man, that's just such a high expectation. That is such a ridiculously high expectation.
Do you think it's a high expectation because we have not seen enough of him to be able to say that, oh, yeah, he should win this? Do you need to see one season of him playing at a very high level for you to say, okay, I can see how we are expecting him to win one Super Bowl. I can see how we expect him to win one MVP.
Yes. If he puts together another great season, then I'd say, okay, like it's for sure there where I can put on that type of expectation on him.
Do you expect CJ Stroud to win an MVP and potentially win a Super Bowl?
Well, no, like MVP and Super Bowl.
Yeah, do you expect him to win both?
I don't put that expectation on him.
Like, really?
Like that's just to say that you have to do that or anything less is a failure is just so hard.
Brad, when you make the playoffs year one as a starter in the NFL, what CJ Stroud did was even more incredible because of the fact that the Texans suffered before that.
Horrible.
And so the Green Bay Packers just replacing a legend is very hard to do, and especially when you turn over a roster from being, you know, one of
harder to replace Mason Crosby, though, was Aaron Rodgers.
It sure was, but I mean, you're the youngest team in the NFL last year. So based off what they were able to accomplish, I believe that when you think about who is the future of the NFL at quarterback, you should be talking about Jordan Love. You should be talking about a CJ Stroud because of what they accomplished in a little bit of sample size. You believe, and tell me if I'm extrapolate.
Very good.
You can extrapolate that and you think it's going to be successful. Look at that, Brad.
But a lot can happen in that extrapolation, right? I mean, a lot can happen to where we've seen, I don't think they're going to fall into this category, but to say that they're going to catapult to a top, each year, a top four, top three quarterback, I just don't have that level of expectation.
But the thing that the Packers have that Jordan Love has is the fact that he plays for an organization that I understand Aaron Rodgers basically dragged this football team many years. But as we talked about before, why do other teams in the division like to grab our players? Because they legitimately are talented guys that they want to see what they can potentially do and get out of them. And so for me, I know the Green Bay Packers every single year are going to put together a competitive roster, a competitive football team. We can be mad about how garbage our defense may have been, but our defense last year finished top 15, or I think it was 17, for total defense, top 10 in points allowed. Like, they were keeping you in games, right? The Green Bay Packers typically find a way.
But to win Super Bowls, you need them to help.
I understand that. But to win Super Bowls, you have to have the opportunity to make the playoffs, and that's what the Packers do. Regardless of who the quarterback is, even when the Green Bay Packers, when Aaron Rodgers went down, they still found a way to keep the team alive until Aaron Rodgers was able to go out there with a bad calf and win games for the Green Bay Packers. They do a good job as an organization in putting a really well-rounded roster around their quarterback. It's not a championship every year, but it's always competing to be in the playoffs, which gives you a shot.
Is that enough for you as a Packer backer?
No, it's not enough, but the philosophy for me is if you keep getting shots at it, eventually you will break through. That's what we saw. That's why it was so tough for this last 15 years is that we kept giving ourselves opportunities and we never broke through. And so for me, it'll be hard to imagine we go another 15 years, 30 years, without having a Super Bowl when I had two in the first 30.
So
two in the first.
Specifically.
25.
Specifically, Jordan Love retires a Green Bay Packer, whenever that is. It's a success if fill in the blank.
Oh, it's a success if he wins a Super Bowl and he wins an MVP.
I would say so he's got to win MVP, at least one. If he wins a Super Bowl, it's a success.
Yeah,
we just talked about how Patrick Mahomes has two Super Bowls in the last 2 years. He's got three overall, if I'm not mistaken,
yeah,
here, and he's got
overall.
One MVP. Who gives a crap about MVP?
I want
MVP?
It to look good
I think Aaron...
while happening, too. I want to be solid.
Can. Has Mahomes not looked good while it's happening, too? I think you got to remember, who cares about MVP?
Most
it's
times,
about
that's not the case.
Lombardi.
Yeah, it is about Lombardi, but most of the times when you have Patrick Mahomes should have multiple MVPs. This is inexcusable that Lamar has more MVPs than Patrick Mahomes. But there's been teams that haven't had great quarterbacks. Like
Kyle.
Matt.
Was Eli Manning a successful quarterback?
No, he wasn't, and it didn't look good.
Come on.
What?
I mean, two Super Bowls.
Bro. Time out. Okay, let me take that back.
Yeah, this is
a Hall
of Fame
quarterback
time today that you need to maybe pause.
Because this.
Listen to the question Alex Stroff asked, and now answer.
Yes, he's a successful QB. But
is he a Hall of Fame quarterback?
No, he should not be a Hall of Fame quarterback based off his stats.
Bad news. Bad news.
He's going to be a Hall of Fame quarterback. I get it because he played with really great defenses, but my whole point is it wasn't sexy doing it. Like, I don't want to watch a guy who's going to throw 180 touchdown passes and 175 interceptions.
What if
in
it wins
career?
Two Super Bowls?
It
I'll
won't
watch
be
that
fun.
Every day of the week.
It won't be fun doing it because
I'll watch
it
that
cares
every
if
day
it's
of the
fun.
Week.
In between the two Super Bowls,
Kyle,
you're puking.
Kyle wants it all right now.
Damn
he wants
right,
every bite of the apple, and then also when they win, he wants them to be unbelievable while doing it to get MVPs. You're kind of middling yourself.
I'm not middling. This is what I have
Kyle.
Grown accustomed to. What
Kyle,
are you talking about?
Is Ben Roethlisberger a Hall of Fame quarterback?
Oh, yeah, he is for sure.
How many MVPs has Ben Roethlisberger won?
I think he won zero.
That's accurate.
I think he won zero.
And he won less Super Bowls than Eli Manning.
Yeah, but he still got his one. But Ben was, it was more exciting.
But a Hall of Famer, because it's more exciting.
Who would you rather watch? I'm dead serious.
I don't give a crap.
No. Who would you
are a Packer backer, and it's called title town.
Obviously,
do you
want
a title
Super
or do you want
Bowls.
MVP? Sounds like you are more of a fan of Aaron Rodgers than
you
Jordan
want
Love.
MVPs more.
You're an MVP guy.
Okay, so here's the
MVP
question.
He's a flashy guy.
Which team would you rather have had for the Green Bay? Would you rather have been a fan of the Packers or the Giants from 2009 to 2020? Which team would you rather have been a fan of, the Packers or the Giants?
The Giants. They won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but they had some pooey years in between.
Yep.
There.
Well, and
I mean, just some
I'd rather
pooey
have the Super Bowl.
Years.
And honestly, too,
I'm mad at you for that.
Like 2009, if you do 2008,
no,
they win the Super Bowl. That's two. That's two Super Bowls.
Specifically,
that's
cherry picking.
He did that on purpose.
Yeah, that's cherry picking.
Very cherry picked that argument.
Because it hurts my heart to think about 2008. Y'all know how that ended? Do you know how that ended?
Yes, yeah,
exactly.
We watched it.
Wasn't it the 07? It was the 07 season.
07
right?
season.
It talks about an 08 playoffs, yeah. But just talk about, like, I hate that about the NFL.
I know.
Yeah, it's always, that is irritating.
It's irritating because the Super Bowl is in the following year, but it's still the year prior work. But the work that you could do right now after all this heat would be probably taking care of your home like Kyle's going to tell you how to do.
Absolutely do it. I'm telling you this right now. If you are thinking about potentially replacing your windows, you should contact my friends at Universal Windows Direct. I'm telling y'all, I had them come in my house, and I was just so surprised because I was a little nervous. I'm like, okay, how much is it going to cost? Y'all know me. I think about the bottom line. But when he walked me through all my different options, and then he showed me how much the cost was, I was like, really? That's it? For real? He said, yeah, that's exactly what it is. And they come with a great warranty as well. And that's the thing. This process of potentially changing out your home, your windows in your home, it shouldn't be stressful. It should be absolutely easy. It should be affordable, but also it should be reliable. And that's exactly what you get when you work with Universal Windows Direct. They have their exclusive Super Spacer technology, which makes the windows perform better, last longer, and it helps keep your home comfortable no matter the season. Call Universal Windows Direct today at 414-410-2000, and for every two windows you buy, you get the next two free. Buy two, get two. Buy four, get four. There is absolutely no limit. Plus, guess what? 0% financing for 60 months. That's 5 whole years with 0% financing. For the last windows you'll ever need, go to UWD.com. That is UWD.com. And like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows. Maybe I'm the problem.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
800-990-3776. Say that again.
What a radio pro.
He's so...
Say that again. Nobody said a word. Ben Brust, say that.
Can we make a rule for Kyle Brustin Nortman?
You're a good producer.
Is it no, no Evan Cohen from Unsportsmanlike and no Greg Scalzo, my former co-host.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
KVA Nation till 5 o'clock. We'll have Uncle Homer coming up next before the Homer Hour from 5 to 6. Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman here with you. Alex Strofe doing a splendid job today running the show. One of his better performances after a Mr. Irrelevant. You know, usually we see a drop-off Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'd like to say, are a little bit better. Yes, Kyle, question.
What I do now?
No, is this One Direction?
Oasis, who recently announced they are coming back together.
What an
announcement.
What an announcement from Oasis. Unbelievable.
I only played One Direction. One Direction song. Today.
Why is that? You kind of cheated us.
Kyle loves
because
One Direction
I didn't remember
Wednesday.
Until 3:30.
I mean, so just keep it rolling.
That's halfway through the show, and I feel like there's other music things that I want to check the box
so he can't, this is
clearly Brad's happy about Oasis coming back together.
Yes,
Oasis
got
some bangers.
I feel like they used to play at the Miller Lite Oasis.
They've gone away for about 15, 16 years.
Oh, wow. I'm just seeing their name on the board. But anyways, what I'm going to say here, this is pure Gen Z right here. He comes up with the idea that he's just so gung-ho about it and loves it, and then all of a sudden he's like, never mind.
Don't want to do it.
Never mind. I don't like it anymore.
You guys told me I could only do it once a month. So
Did we?
Yeah.
Yeah, we wanted to spread it out.
I did it the first Wednesday of August.
With One Direction.
You did it the first Wednesday of August?
Yeah.
Was that the first time we did it?
No, that was the third week in a row I did it.
Oh, wow.
And then you guys were like, wow, once a month. So I've already done it once in August.
All right, well.
Bring it back next week.
Thankfully, we're going to get this changed on the imaging. It does say Ben same game parlay, but those were not doing really well. And I want to help KVN Nation actually win bets. And on Monday, we won, and it was the Braves with Max Fried. They won 10-6. Let's bring it back. I got a good one today for all of you.
It's time for Ben's Same Game Parlay. Sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. There's a table waiting for you at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. 12 bars and restaurants, a winning seat at 40 table games or 3,000 slot machines, and full-service sports betting. Explore more at paysbig.com.
I'll tell you guys this. I just screamed in your ear on accident. That's my bad, Strofe. Hand up. What I would like to say...
Not a very good performance for you, if I must say.
...is... I am super excited. Do you guys know the Badgers play on Friday?
Sure
Hell
do.
Hell yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Great night game.
I love
too.
It.
I know.
It's, I think 8 o'clock start?
Yeah, but it's...
At Camp Randall.
It's great because the family that I... Yeah, my future in-laws and all the family, they're...
What were we going to say? The family that I...
Gonna be with? Is that what you're gonna
yeah,
say?
Yeah, I was gonna be with marrying into.
Okay.
They go to bed early, so oh. I'll have a prime spot on the couch to watch the Badgers at 8 o'clock. Now, my best bet
what
is
if they
that.
Say no?
We gonna be getting
They're
drunk texts from you or what?
Mm. No, what if they say, hey, let's do this tonight?
Oh, yeah, because Thursdays we're still traveling to get to the lake house, oh, so which you'll means Friday will be.
It'll be two sheets to the wind at that point.
I got a kid, though. Like, it depends. You know,
well, yeah, that's
we
what the in-laws are for.
Partially. There's also two other nieces and nephews there. So there's three total. So I can't just
should've
hog.
Should have had yours first.
I can't hog all the grandparents. I couldn't do that either. That being said, if you like late-night baseball, it's a good one. The Dodgers and the Orioles. Corbin Burnes is on the mound, and
oh,
you
wow.
never get Corbin Burnes.
Corbin Burnes.
At
I remember
value.
That guy.
Yeah.
-105 is the Baltimore Orioles per Pottawatomie Sportsbook. The Dodgers hover on that 113, 115 mark. It's been going up and down. I'm telling you what, the Orioles have enough pop with Corbin Burnes that if I can get Corbin Burnes at close to plus money, I am taking Corbin Burnes at -103 all day. And I think Max Fried was -103 as well on Monday. So I'm going to keep this rolling. Orioles with bats that are very inconsistent. But when they, like, I mean, they're a good team. But when those bats are rolling, got Corbin. He's got a takedown. We've seen the Brewers take down that Ohtani, Betts, Freeman front. I think Corbin Burnes is going to do it. Give me the Orioles.
To my seam heads out there, I'm looking at you. Ben and Strofe. Has Corbin Burnes been the ace that
yes.
he was?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think he's almost been better.
He's really?
He's been fantastic.
He's been awesome. I was wondering if he's going to be like the...
Low twos.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's like the Josh Hader effect. Because he hasn't been doing as well.
Well, right? Hader's getting
old
now.
But he did well initially.
Yeah. Hader's just getting a little older now.
Gotcha.
Well, nope. I'm against this. I think the Dodgers win today.
That's fine. I'm one for my last one, and that's all I can go with. It is the Orioles, Ben's best bet, brought to you by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and their brand new sports book. Check it out. Kyle, it's time for you to give our fans a great opportunity to enjoy something right here locally, Labor Day weekend.
My mom said, Kyle, how can I get tickets to the Indy car race? I said, Mama, I got to talk to him, but you can't win because you're family, but I could talk to somebody. But this is your chance right now, KBN Nation, to win some tickets for the Milwaukee Mile, the Hy-Vee Milwaukee Mile 250. Indy car returns to Milwaukee this Labor Day weekend, and it happens at State Fair Park, Milwaukee Mile, August 30th through September 1st. It's your Need for Speed by being caller number one number today, Strofe.
Go caller 12 for how many Super Bowls Jordan Love's going to win.
Oh, caller number 12, I guess, because of that. Right now, to ESPN Milwaukee Talk and Text Line at 800-990-3776. That's caller number 12 at 800-990-3776. This weekend will feature NTT IndyCar Series races on both Saturday and Sunday. Call now and be caller number 12 at 800-990-3776 to win your tickets today. Or get tickets at wistatefair.com to the Hy-Vee Milwaukee Mile 250 IndyCar Series.
800-990-3776. Win your tickets, and we'll be back with Uncle Homer.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
Is that when I look at this, I love the fact that we do have Josh Jacobs, but let's be hesitant. We need to make sure that Josh Jacobs' best days aren't behind him and the best days are still in front of him because he has a lot of mileage on him already.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com. Wildy and Tausch.
Did you get nervous as a player, first of all, like, you know, before matchups with Bruce Irvin?
Radio legend.
I don't care. I wanted to talk to Brett Musburger. That was for my own personal benefit. I hope other people enjoyed it, but I wish I was Brett Musburger. How about that?
Voice of Marquette basketball.
Joplin to the basket. Oh, wow. He dunks it. Hammer time.
And owner of the most famous catchphrase, at least in this building.
Oh, baby, that's sweet.
It's time for Uncle Homer on Kyle Bruston Nortman. Presented by Robert Half Diamonds. Visit them at their Greenfield or Brookfield locations or online at roberthackdiamonds.com.
Hey, that means Homer's joining. It also means I'm telling you about Robert Half Diamonds. Everyone's on a budget right now. You're always trying to be really selective about what you do. But if she wants a diamond, you know where to go. It's Robert Half because they offer a huge selection of lab-grown diamonds. They sell them at ridiculous prices. How about a 2-carat total weight diamond studs for just under $1,000? It doesn't have to be lab-grown. I can tell you. I went real for baby girl. I went real. I sat down with Leslie, the general manager, and she was fantastic. We molded the best ring together, and everyone who sees my baby's ring loves the ring. And it's not due to me, it's due to the help that Leslie and Robert Half creates with you in that wonderful feel when you sit down and say, here, here's my vision. They help you put it together. RobertHackDiamonds.com. Visit them in Brookfield or in Greenfield. Homer joining us now on Kyle Bruston Nortman for the Homer Hour. Now, Homer, I think the interesting conversation.
My baby's ring. That's touching.
What do you want me to say? My love?
No, whatever it says is fine. I've never called my wife my baby.
What do you refer to her as? My wife? My wife!
Nancy?
Honey?
No, never.
Babe?
Nothing.
Sweetheart?
Nothing ever. Never.
Boo Bear?
Nothing. There's never been one.
Pretty lady. Have you called her pretty before?
I mean, yes, but not like as a nickname.
Homer,
she's
have
never
you ever
had
seen,
a nickname.
Have you ever seen your wife walk by and be like, damn, girl, you look good?
Yeah.
I like this.
I don't call her damn I look damn you look good or anything
like
that.
What do
you say? Nancy?
Homer, you should try that.
By the way,
Nancy, you look very pretty today.
Yes, yes.
You should try the damn baby.
This has nothing to do with it, but she was teaching at Nicolet and a student came up to her and said, "Can I call you Mrs. Homer?" And she said, "No, no, you can't do that."
Really?
I thought you was going to say someone said, damn, you look good. No. Homer, Kyle
so
Wallace.
Do you have other names other than baby?
Oh, yeah, we just listed off like 10 of them while you were saying no.
No, I didn't know you'd use them all.
I really don't use pet names. I think babe's the one
you
use
just
the
said
most.
You're baby. What do you mean you don't use
That's
pet
That's a
names?
Radio thing, you know? Like, I'm just riffing out here.
Well, that is, then, yeah. There,
you're
there
inauthentic.
There are no radio things with my wife and never have been and never will.
My wife, that is what I call her, actually, soon to be, as Borat famously said it. Now, Kyle Wallace would rather have one Super Bowl and two MVPs for his quarterback and it look pretty than have two Super Bowls and no MVPs.
No, that's idiotic.
It's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Homer,
no,
did
it's just
would
wrong.
You, Homer,
it's
would you really
wrong.
Want to watch?
Come no on one now. Cares about anything but rings.
Thank you,
Homer.
Do you think anybody compares Peyton Manning as the equal of Tom Brady? Peyton Manning has what, 7 MVPs?
He's got 5.
Nobody even knows how many MVPs Brady has because nobody cares.
Homer, would you rather?
Does anybody know how many MVPs Michael Jordan has? No. But do they know how many titles he has? Yes.
6.
6.
Homer, would you rather have preferred Eli Manning be our franchise quarterback during that time or
yes,
Aaron Rodgers?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Not even close.
Eli,
and he beat
so
an undefeated New England Patriots team in the Super Bowl and beat Bill Belichick twice in the Super Bowl. The combination of Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers in Super Bowls does not equal what Eli Manning did. And it ain't even close.
Eli Manning had a really, really good defense that
it's so ugly. I mean,
You
know how much stress?
You know what's not ugly? Saying you're a shareholder and you say you want to buy a ring. Would you rather buy two rings or watch MVPs and fall short?
I can't imagine being the New York Giants right now. You know how frustrated
that
would be?
If the Packers had done what the Giants did, like over those years, would I have rather been the Giants or the Packers? The answer is the Giants.
I mean, they had some ugly years in between. You don't even
don't
have the hope.
But they had two Super Bowls and an unbelievable year beating one of the best teams of all time.
You don't know that the Super Bowl's coming in the moment. You just have despair. That's what you have. Do you know how awful Mondays would be in Wisconsin? It wouldn't just be me. If the Packers had multiple losing seasons and had to watch their quarterback throw interception after interception.
But you have two Super Bowls.
Again,
so
in
you
the
just
moment,
want to
you
be relevant.
No,
it sounds like you just want
no,
to be relevant.
I want to be watching great football. Like that. That's what
I love the Packers
to
win every year, and Jordan Love win the MVP every year, and win the Super Bowl every year. Is what Kyle Wallace is saying right
now.
Kyle,
the reality is, and I'll state it for you, the reality is being good year after year increases the chances you're going to win a Super Bowl. The New York Giants are a fluke in one way in terms of their record and their ability to do it twice. I don't know if there are other teams. So in general, if you do it the way the Packers play, you're going to win more Super Bowls than the way the Giants did it. But the Giants had a better run under Eli Manning than the Packers had under Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, that hurts to hear out loud.
You could even say that because the Giants' runs were unexpected, that maybe you appreciated them a little bit more than expecting just the Packers to win every year.
Maybe I'm just spoiled, and I don't want to have bad football teams. Like I can't have multiple losing seasons back to back. It is stressful to my core watching bad football come out of.
Talking with Homer here on Kyle Brustin.
And by the way, I want to say that I am rooting for Braden Narveson. He's a homer. He's a homer. In college, he played everywhere. Iowa State, Western Kentucky, and NC State. And I can get an update on him because my brother's been the tennis coach at Western Kentucky for like 35 years or was. I, of course, went to Wisconsin, Arizona, then back to Wisconsin and finished at IUSB. But I think Braden, I like it. Three colleges.
Are we getting some respect for specialists out of Homer?
No.
No, he's still just a kicker.
Yeah, but he's a weird one. I mean, come on, three colleges?
That is wild.
Iowa State, big time. Western Kentucky, second tier, then back at NC State. I'd like to know the specifics.
Do you feel better about the Packers' kicking situation today than you did 2 days ago?
No, it's about the same.
Homer, I do want to read this because I want Brad's reaction as well. I saw some odds for all of the Big Ten teams to make the 12-team college football playoff. It goes Ohio State minus 650, Oregon minus 350, Penn State minus 145, Michigan plus 150, USC plus 350, Iowa plus 550, Nebraska plus 1,000, and Wisconsin plus 1,000. That is where the Badgers are at. Do you see a 12-team Wisconsin team in there in the next 3 years?
In the next 3 years? I don't know, possibly, but I like that bet. I'm not going to bet a lot, but I'll put something on.
Wisconsin?
Plus
to
1,000?
To be in the 12 team?
10 to win 100.
Have you seen their schedule?
Yeah. 20 to win 200.
Yeah, their schedule's tough.
They have to win 10 games.
Homer said this
10
best.
Games
Homer
get you.
Said they have two cupcakes. They go 2-0. Yeah, it'll 5-5 in your last 10. There are some tough games, but then you hit the over of 6.5 on the win total.
That ain't
getting
you to
I'm just saying for the win total.
They play every team you just listed, except for Michigan and Ohio State, I guess. But Oregon, they play Bama, Penn State, USC, and Iowa, and Nebraska.
What about Michigan?
That's why it's
Michigan,
a long shot, 10-1.
Don't play them That's just tough bet. I love my Wisconsin Badgers.
I will be putting significant money on Wisconsin to win more than 6.5.
What is significant?
And I also think I'm not involved. Ben Brust, I think this week is a great call. The team they're playing, is it Western Michigan?
Yes.
They're horrible.
Is this from your brother who was the tennis coach?
That's Western Kentucky.
No.
Oh.
That's Western Kentucky. Western Michigan, they're horrible. They give up like a million points. They're terrible. It's 24 points. I think that is a easy call.
So you think the Badgers are going to be able to score
or cover?
Yeah, everybody scores. Everybody scores in Western Michigan.
I watched Wisconsin last year, and they didn't score
No, but this is what I emphasize. Yes, but everybody scores on Western Michigan. Team scoring the pregame on them. They've had the opening kickoff down 14-0. I don't know how it happens. They give up like 100 points a game. Think whatever the worst defense is, that's Western Michigan.
What if their defense got better from last year?
It has to. No, but I mean, they're horrible. They're a horrible football team. People have no confidence in Wisconsin, and I don't even think you need much in order to think that they're going to win by 30.
Homer, the Packers are plus 1,900 right now per Pottle Sportsbook to win the Super Bowl. Is that something you dabble in?
Wow, to win the Super Bowl, 1,900?
Yeah. Tory Lowe placed 1,000 to win 20,000. They were plus 2,000 at one point. They're down to 1,900.
Yeah, I'll put a little something on that, a little, but, you know, not much.
So that's not true belief. Yeah. But we're going to find out more with Homer next on the Homer Hour from 5 to 6. Don't
Jason
go anywhere.
Jason Wilde.
You heard the man. Jason Wilde. Oh, baby, the Homer Hour next.